Hey, Rick, just for starters, I'm curious, do you go by Rick or Ricky?
I would prefer Rick, yeah.
Rick, what enticed you with the Lions and coming here?
I grew up in the Midwest here, and, I grew up watching the Lions my whole life. Just the way, the city, it's blue collar, and it really, kind of connects to me. The team, it's a really exciting time to be a Lion, and I'm just getting really excited to start work coming up here with the off-season program in April.
Rick, this is Michael here. What role did having played with Jim Caldwell in Baltimore Harbor briefly play in signing here?
Yeah, I got to know Coach my rookie year, and, he made a big impact on me as a young guy. I really think he's truly one of the best people I've met as a man in the football world, and I'm really excited to, get to play for him again.
Rick, this is Mike Rothstein from ESPN. I'm just curious, your career arc, you had a pretty good 2014, and then you really struggled in 15, and then you played well in 16. I guess what happened in that 15 season that maybe caused that dip in production, and is that still a concern at all?
I guess I was coming off a pretty serious foot injury that year, kind of. It was difficult to get back into the swing of things. I think I recovered well towards the end of that season. But as of last year, there's no issue with that, and I think I'm back on the right track playing solid football.
Rick, Justin Rogers, I just wondered where your game has developed the most since you were drafted. You're now going to be the highest or one of the highest paid right tackles in the league.
Yeah. Coming out of college at Wisconsin, we really didn't pass the ball too much. We relied on our running backs, and we had plenty of them. So my game has evolved from run blocking to mostly more pass blocking, and I think I've greatly improved upon that throughout my NFL career.
Hey, Rick, this is Glenn.
Who helped you with that over there in Baltimore to develop the feet for the pass blocking?
Mostly my O-line coach in Baltimore, Juan Castillo. He was a real big influence on me. I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to play for him. And he was really into the fundamentals, and that's the most important thing about playing O-line is the fundamentals, especially in pass protection.
Yeah, Rick, this is Michael here again. Do you think that the split between left tackle and right tackle is narrowed now because teams play so many good pass rushers on both sides, left end, right end, outside linebacker, whatever?
What do you mean by the split?
Well, teams have always talked about how important it is to have a left tackle. Oh. Now it seems like the emphasis is on both sides increasingly in the last couple of years because of the pass rushers across the board.
Yeah, the NFL is evolving to more of a passing league, and DNs are becoming more fast and strong, and they're coming off both edges equally as strong. So I think they're both equally important positions.
Nice,
Rick. Mike,
pay to catch up too between those two, Rick.
What was that?
How nice is it for the pay to catch up a little bit between us?
Well, I'm not complaining.
Hey, this is Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. You mentioned the blue collar in the Midwest personality. Can you just explain that a little bit more? Maybe give us a little more insight into what you did off the field and why those things were important to you.
Yeah, I'm a real quiet, laid back kind of guy, and I've always had to work for everything. I was never given anything. I walked on at Wisconsin, was drafted in the last pick of the fifth round, so I had to prove myself my entire life. And that doesn't stop here. Now I have to prove to everybody that I have to earn this contract, and I'm very thankful for this opportunity to let that happen.
Rick, Mike Rothstein from ESPN again. Just want to follow up on what Dave asked before about the pay. What does that mean to you to be able to set the market at right tackle like you have financially?
I personally, I mean, that I that's not my goal, you know, to be the, you know, all about the money. That's something my agent worked hard for during this free agency period. I'm very thankful that I had this opportunity to earn that amount of money, but I'm really just focusing on football, and I want to start practicing football and leave all this behind.
Rick, this is Nate Atkins with MY.com. I was just curious, did you were looking around at free agency, did you look to teams that wanted you as a left tackle, or do you feel more comfortable on the right side? How'd you kind of settle on being a right tackle so quickly?
I mean, that's just the position I've been playing the last 4 years. Haven't really taken too many left tackle reps in the last 4 years. I mean, it's definitely where I'm more comfortable at right now, but if need be in the future, I could possibly make the switch over.
Rick, a couple quick things. Justin Rogers again. One, how many years is the contract that you signed? And then two, do you plan on trying to help recruit TJ Lang to Detroit at all?
Sorry, could you repeat the first part?
How many years did you sign here for?
It's a 5-year deal.
And then are you planning on helping the team recruit TJ Lang to Detroit to get a guard upgrade to play next to?
I'm not really involved with that, but so I'm leaving Detroit today. So I'm just here to meet all the coaches, get to know the staff, and get familiarized myself with everybody here.
Rick, my grouse is me again. I'm curious about your footwork. What did basketball do to help that early in your career? And was also, did playing receiver and tight end do that as well back in high school?
Yeah, I think it all comes into play. My high school coach was big into not just having people play football. He wanted everybody to play basketball, track, whatever. So the more athletics you could do, definitely.
This way, yeah.
Good. Hello?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. You encourage everybody to do as many athletics as you can, and I think that definitely helps instead of just playing football year-round as a young athlete.
Couple more for Rick.
Hey, Rick. Yeah, Rick, this is Paula Patch from the Oakland Press. Do you know any of the current Lions, your new teammates, and also have you heard from any of them?
Yeah, a few of them have reached out to me. Look forward to getting to know everybody coming up here shortly in April. So I'm definitely excited. I haven't got to meet too many as of right now, though.
Have you talked to Matthew Stafford, or do you have any kind of relationship with him?
Yeah, he introduced himself to me, and he sounds like a great guy, and I can't wait to work with him. I have a lot of respect for his game and him as a leader.
Was that today that you met him, then, if he introduced himself?
Yeah, we spoke just for a short while, so, looking forward to working with him.
You mentioned being a walk-on at Wisconsin. What was that whole process like? Where else did you have scholarship offers to, and why did you decide to go to walk on to Madison over there?
Yeah, I had some smaller schools offer around the Midwest, but I knew I wanted to go to Wisconsin, if anything, just for the academics. And I earned a scholarship after 2 years, and then started realizing that the NFL could be a very real possibility. And I was very thankful for, even getting to walk out of Wisconsin. I was truly grateful.
What did you study at Wisconsin? What did you want to be? If the football thing didn't work out.
I have a business degree, so I was interested in marketing and branding at the time. So hopefully get back to that someday. But for now, I'm definitely focusing on football.
All right, everyone.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.